invitation before receiving the word. I'm going to simply ask that we read it in unison. It says, "Dear Lord, I come before thee as an empty vessel. Open my ears that I might hear. Open my eyes that I might see. Open my mind that I might understand. Open my heart that I may receive your word." You may open your Bibles before I even get into the word. New Horizon knows me. I have never been a holiday preacher. The problem I've had with holiday preaching is that we operate by the calendar. And to me, the word is the word. And we are right at a point in our text where we're talking more about how we should carry ourselves as a result of living a resurrected life. So you may open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. It is in this chapter that we have used as our theme for the entire chapter that Paul talks to us about what matters most. What matters most. And I want you to understand, I'm not going to go all the way back to verse 1 to bring us up to where we are. However, I will pick up on where we dropped off on last Sunday. But in order to be where we can clearly understand what is going on, I will start at a point and you check your notes to make sure you got exactly what you should have. We are sort of in the middle and yet close to the end as it relates to the chapter. I do want you to keep in mind that prior to last Sunday, we focused on Paul's formula for life. And that formula was actually found in verses 13 and 14. We have finished that, verses 13 and 14. I'll quickly, Sister Paul, you don't have to pull it up, just follow me. There were three things that the Apostle Paul wanted us to understand, that if we were going to be successful in dealing with life, he says there are three things you had to do. He says as it relates toward the past, you got to forget it. Toward the present, you got to advance. And toward the future, Paul says, persevere. You cannot lose sight now of those three major elements. Those are three things that is going to sort of carry us the rest of the way. Then after dealing with verses 13 and 14, I move you into a new section. And that new section is where we dropped off on last Sunday, and that is where we locked in verses 15 and 16. Verses 15 and 16. And what I wanted you to understand is that Paul now lays out a plan to every believer as he addresses the Philippians, these Christians. He wanted them to understand that if they were going to do anything with this formula, they had to manage it properly. And the way you manage the three-part formula, he says, is by conquering, by continuing. Don't reverse it. Don't talk about continuing in hopes to conquer. He says, conquer by continuing. Don't ever get to a point in life that you think you got the ability to park. Life is a process. And every day is a gift from God. And it ought to be your goal and objective to want to get closer to the master. In doing so, I laid out certain things. I told you that as we took a look closely at those verses, that the first thing the Apostle Paul laid out was that it was two major things. And what I want to do in order to properly outline it, that you can understand, I'm going to go back and reread verses 15 and 16. And I just want you to hear it. Let it sink in your spirit as you take a look at how we pull it apart. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Then in verse 16, he says, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. Now I want to back up right quick, because I shared with you on last Sunday, when you look closely at verse 15. In verse 15, Paul says in essence to us that he's saying to every believer, you got to have the same mind.
All right. All right.
The mind is extremely important, because too many believers seek to be depressed unnecessarily.
Yeah.
So you got to handle it properly. In that statement, I told you it was divided into two parts. And the first we looked at on last Sunday was the command.
All right.
A command. It was a command. And within that command, I laid out before you that Paul presents three features.
All right.
Three parts to the command.
All right.
Check your notes now, because I can't move forward until you get this. First, Paul says to us, as you look at the text, it simply allows us to understand that the command includes both Paul and his readers.
Yeah, yeah.
Notice what we zeroed in on. Paul said, let us. See, that's powerful, because so many believers like to separate themselves. And that's not what Paul is teaching. Paul is saying, we got to learn how to be together. He said, let us. In other words, if I got the medicine, I better make sure I take it myself first. Are you with me? Then we move from that first feature to the second feature of the command. So not only is it a matter where Paul says that it includes him as well as his readers, but it is a command that only those that are mature or is maturing can accept.
Right.
This is not the place for puppy love.
Yeah.
This is not the level for pettiness.
No.
That's not what Paul is talking about. Paul says, in essence, if you are out of Pampers, act like it.
Yeah.
If you're no longer in pull-ups, deal with it. That means you got a face situations in life with the attitude, God got this. God got this. God got everything under control. Then there is a third feature that I want you to grasp. And that is, this is where I drop you off. I did not go into detail, but here Paul says, to have this mind is directed toward one purpose. Everybody with me? In other words, the statement itself reaches back in your Bibles. Paul now is reminding us of the idea of pressing toward. See, one of the problems that Satan enjoys doing is causing you to stop pressing. That's what he wants. He wants you to sit down and whine. He wants you to sit down and complain. He wants you to sit down and grumble. And y'all know how we grumble now. I done the best I can do, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it. I just don't know. Shut up. Shut up now. Shut up. No, no, no. I've already told you what it takes to press. If you're hanging around folk that are lazy, you're going to soon become lazy. If you're hanging around people that don't want to go nowhere, don't want to do nothing, got no goals set before them, you're going to act just like they're acting. You got to learn how to separate yourself from that which is unnecessary. See, some of y'all got relationships that are unnecessary. You can speak to people, but the relationship is unnecessary. Can I tell you why? Because if you are not helping me move from point A to point B, I don't need to hang with you. In other words, Paul is saying, let us, as Christians, as believers, keep on thinking with the same mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, y'all know me. If you hanging with stupid, you're going to think stupid. I would much rather for you to gossip about me moving to the next level than to stay on the level with you where you still gonna talk about me. One of the problems of why we can't move up, Paul says, is that can't nobody tell you anything. You have all the answers. You know it. You know it. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, listen to what he says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Many Christians today don't have the proper mindset to move forward successfully. Am I making sense to anybody? And we're living in an age now where it bothers me. Because I could say something that could ruffle everybody's feathers up in here. But I'm going there. I'm going there. The government designed certain things to cause us not to be able to think. Are y'all with me? And as long as I never understood how a woman can receive more financially based on the more babies she had. Boy, y'all done got quiet. So that sets the goal, the premise, that as long as they ain't said nothing about no husband. The key is, as long as we will support. So what dummy wouldn't stay there? But Paul said, let this mind be in you. What you got to understand, sometimes you got to change your environment because you are living in the midst of negativity. And when folk you hanging with ain't got nothing, and you hear that all the time, you pause right there. Oh, I'm gonna be out y'all's hair. You got to have the mind of the attitude that you don't know everything. First of all, their minds are distorted. Listen to this statement. Gotta get it. Their minds are permanently set. And I know the answer. You ever met somebody like that? Permanently set. Young folk, don't ever get to a point in life you got all the answers. Mama might be old fashioned. Daddy might be out of step. But the point is, they got more under their belt than you got in your head. Listen to this. Minds are like parachutes. They only function when they are open. Oh, I done got hot. Listen to me. Open your mind. We are at an age now. You can be pretty and cute and have lovely hair and the right complexion, the right shape, but if you got a closed mind, you're dummy. Boy, y'all, I may not be the best person you're going to leave here thinking about. Listen to this. The most difficult thing to open is a closed mind. It's hard to tell a person, baby, you ain't thinking right. Now, if you're in a relationship and he beating the hell out of you, and you're going to ask the dumb question, I don't know what I ought to do. You know, I love him. Well, first of all, something wrong with your love and it's misdirected. Because love isn't abusive. Paul takes the time and acknowledges the first part. But then, if you look back at the verse, Paul said, hold it, wait a minute. There's a second part. This second part is called correction. Look at the verse. Look at the verse. Look back at the verse. Look at exactly what Paul said. Paul goes on and said, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this in you. Now, I need you to be careful with Paul's writings because the word if does not mean a hypothetical statement. Are y'all with me? That's not the language that Paul uses in the text. The word if presents not a hypothetical situation, but a fulfilled condition. Look back at your Bibles. In other words, look at how tricky he is. He said, or think otherwise. If you got the New King James Version, that's what it says, or think otherwise. He's talking about those who linger along the way. In other words, listen to this. They have not the same mind as Paul. See, when a mind is in this direction and another mind is in that direction, something needs to take place. Are you listening to me? Because minds have to be together to go forward. Paul is talking to people who were trying to develop their own way of thinking, like in this day and age. This era in which we live now, it's not about what thus saith the Lord. It's what you read and what you interpret. In other words, Paul says, if you're going to pursue the prize, if you're going to move forward for what it takes to obtain what's yours, you got to check this out. And I don't know what's wrong with us. We don't think no more. We just don't think. You know, you can go to the mall and you don't have to go to no strip joint. Boy, y'all mighty quiet up in here. I'm trying to teach some facts. We look back at that old generation and say, well, they didn't know nothing. But we failed to realize they had values. They had class. They might have been uneducated, but they had status. Now we got all this edumacation and stupid. Somebody needs to tell a young lady, baby, leave something up to my imagination. But if you're going to reveal it all, why won't I date you? Boy, this ain't amen time. There are those that may disagree with Paul. So Paul didn't worry about the disagreements. Paul stayed focused. And he says in the text, we must have this mind. Watch him now. Paul saw in verses 13 and 14, and there were those who chose to disagree, but watch the text. Paul does not spend no time arguing with any of them. Don't waste your time fussing at somebody and talking to somebody who ain't going the same direction you're going. Let them go. You don't get nothing else this Easter. Cut some folk loose. Notice now, Paul has no desire to do that, but Paul merely says, God will reveal even this to you. So what Paul is saying is, I'm telling you, but there's somewhere down the road, God gonna make it known. See, sometimes you don't realize the value of what you cut loose until you're further down the road. Am I making sense to anybody? All right. John chapter 7, verse 17. Listen to what Jesus said, okay? Jesus says, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from whom? God, or whether I speak on what? My own authority. Watch Paul. So Paul says, now we should have the same. But what good is having the same mind if you don't have the same? Talk to me. That's the key. So watch him now. Watch him in the text. He says, develop the same what? Mind. That's what's wrong with the church today. We got too many different minds. Everybody. Got to have same mind. What kind of mind? The mind of Christ. Doesn't matter. I told young folk this morning. Doesn't matter who's talking about you. Don't react. Act. How do I act? Forget about what you said about me, and I check with God on what I need to do. All right. Watch Paul. Paul says, now you need to have the same what? Walk. Got the same mind. Now let's develop what? The same one. Watch him in verse 16. Watch him now. Be out your hair. Listen to what he says. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us what? Walk by the same rule, and let us what? Be of the same mind. Now, notice in verse 16, Paul takes the time sort of repeating himself. So that means it's got to be valuable. He lays out two important objectives. Two. You got to see it in the text. Two. Look at the verse. He states, listen to the first one. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained. What in the world is Paul talking about? Can I tell you? The first thing Paul says is that they should keep on the same course. Woo! The same what? Course. If I would ask you right now, what course are you on? Where are you headed? What is the sense of direction? If two people can't go in the same direction, then they need to go there. Boy, y'all done got smart. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? That's valuable. Now watch the wording that Paul uses in the phrase. Write down the word attained. You see it in your Bibles. That word attained. That word attained must be addressed. Why must it be addressed? Because it's different than the attained that we talked about earlier in the chapter. That is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Totally different. The word in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, which happens to be attained, means to take or appropriate. That's what it meant in verse 13. You ain't in 13 no more. You are now in 16. So in verse 16, it means to arrive at. Good God from Zion. You can't arrive at if you don't have a goal set. Boy, y'all better see that thing. What is Paul actually saying? Well, Paul is teaching that the Philippians had moved on a doctrinal trail. See, you can be on baby food for so long. The point is, you want to do grown-up things, but eat Gerber. You want what grown folk Be careful now, because if you are still at the table, and this ain't got nothing to do with age, there are a lot of whole old folks, stupid. Why? Because they still eating Gerber. See, after a while, you ought to spit Gerber out. Why? Because you've been on it so long, if you ain't moved, stay there. But you got to advance. Go to the next level. How do I do it? Look at the text, y'all. The point is, Paul is saying to us, they had progressed along the road. Got to ask you something. When the pandemic happened, when it occurred, look back when it started and look at now and ask, have I grown? Has any changes come about in my life? Is there anything that I need to be mindful of? I got a serious problem as your pastor. How folk can't see that when you're hanging with dummies and dummies, if I'm going to get in trouble, it's going to be my own fault. No. If I'm going to be a fool, it's going to be by my own suggestions. But I'm not going to listen to somebody else's advice. I mean, come on. Being a fool is free. So why are you charging it to somebody else? Just accept it. The point is, own your responsibility. That's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, I'm talking to these Philippians. They used to be on Gerber, but now they own greens and dressings and collard greens and cornbread and neck bone. They're eating off a full plate. But so many Christians say they're off Gerber, but go right back. Oh, I'm going to be out y'all's hair. Let me set the stage like this, Sister Paul, so I can stop at the right spot. Paul is saying, so far as we have come. So Paul says to the Philippians, y'all know who y'all used to be. This is who y'all are now. But don't get happy in your now, because there's so much more to come. In other words, don't park because you can rub two pennies together. Move on down the street a little bit where you can make a dollar and some change. Does everybody understand what Paul is saying? Paul is saying, don't park. I'm giving you a compliment. You have grown over the years, but you got much more ground to cover. Don't park. Don't park. Paul said, listen to the language. So far as we have what? Obtained. So he said, we've reached a plateau, but we got much more ground to cover. I dropped by this morning to say to the church, don't shout too quick. Look at yourself in the mirror and focus on the fact it took effort and experience to get to where I am. See, there are two types of folk running the race. There are people that got all mouth and no action. They got all the advice and nothing to show for it. I told y'all this before. If you're going to take advice from somebody, at least check to see what they got. Come on now. How can a woman who ain't never had a husband tell you how to handle one? And then you're going to take money and flop down at the conference and listen when you can come to church and get it for free. Oh, I'm going to be right there. Paul is teaching us of the issue. Paul says, you've gone, you've grown. I'm going to stop right there, Paul, Sister Paul. That you have grown, you have grown, you have grown, you have grown. But Paul says, recognize where you came from. But don't get happy and shout where you are, because you need to look ahead and realize you got much more ground to cover. Put a P in there. Put a P in there. Put a P in there. And I know you sitting there going, Well, what this had to do with Resurrection Sunday, you ought to run life from a resurrected spirit. Some of us are still at the grave and ain't nothing in it. You at the grave. Ain't nothing there. It's empty. And you just hanging there weeping. What you need to do is find out where he who got out the grave went. And he's now available. All you got to do is open up your heart. And ain't nobody so dirty he won't step in. Just ask the person sitting beside you. Every one of us sitting up in here were lost on our way to hell. But I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Why? He was resurrected. Finished. Finished. Woo! Y'all can do whatever y'all. And if you don't, I got one. Man, oh man.